The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you live. I hope everybody's having a spectacular day. Brother Dave was not able to lead us into the night show, and due to my location, I really can't go into Facebook to get you up to date on everything that's happening in Tandem Radio. So let me give you a shout out and ask you to support Black Talk Radio, for it is the means in which we get the message out. And the purpose that it serves is greater than the concept of the messenger. We'd like to extend this opportunity to say to you tonight's message is going to be brought in two parts. The first part I'm going to cover, it's going to be about 15 minutes. It has to do with the gun show and the reception and what the outcome was. The second part of the night show is going to be about belief systems. Now, I don't want you to get ahead of me, so let's go with the concept of the gun show. And this is to actually do some final up on what we had started in reference to a number of the brothers and sisters who were trying to find some clarity into why Black people are not going to gun shows, and really what we should be doing, is making a presence there. But the reason why we haven't is because a lot of the Black people are not as informed as those who listen to Black Talk Radio. They literally are failing themselves by being prepared. And during the preparation process, one of the avenues of preparation that we use is what's called security. And the sad part about it is that during the coming times, this will have to be considered regardless of what your stand is on it. So do consider the fact that what I'm about to bring to you has to do directly with my experience at the gun show, how I was received, which I was not surprised by. Nothing happened surprised me, first of all. I think that I would say out of the 100% of people there, maybe 0.15% of them were African American. So literally, that don't bother me because they don't think that that's part of what we do anyway, self-security. Actually, they looked at and kind of gawked at the fact that the people of color that were there, and they were informed, and they were definitely had an idea what they were looking for. I find that a lot of the people at the show who are vendors literally represent either major companies or independents who are selling arms. You could get anywhere from 1,000 rounds of ammunition to small packs. A small pack will maybe 20 to 50 pack rounds. I was really impressed with the presence of all of the different, public services that were available. That was available, when I mean, you could literally sign up right there and put in for lethal weapons permits. You couldn't get them right away by no means, but at least you were initiating the process. And a lot of people that were there were also those who are training in different type of firearms. So they were representing themselves before the number of people who were coming to buy arms for the first time. That was another thing. Most of the people that are seasoned buyers, literally, they were shopping for bargains. Those people who were coming to purchase things for home security, a lot of them are just not equipped to understand the importance of the questions that they answer. But in reality, we're finding that a lot of people fail to realize that it's their own personal responsibility that they have to look out for in reference to making a purchase. And the reason why I say it's their personal responsibility is because some people came with other people who were informed. So that tells me that they're taking their personal responsibility to a level in which they can communicate with a friend or however that connection was to get the best bang for their buck. There was a plethora of weapons. I'm talking about nines, at least 7 to 10 different versions. ARs, at least 7 to 10 different versions. And each version had maybe 20, 35 on display. So that meant that literally what wasn't displayed may have outweighed the number that was on display, without a doubt. A lot of the handguns that were there were represented by manufacturers as well as independents. If you wanted to just go for the plethora of knowledge you can get on specific weapons, it was there. They had a little screen set up all over the place where you could literally see videos of what was going on in reference to, say, you were at the SIG table, and the SIG is a manufacturer. They were showing the SIG product line, or say you was at the Colt table, they were showing you the Colt product line. And then the specialty dealers were coming in with a plethora of accessories, what they call short packages and kits. And these are things that you can put on weapons to make them more efficient in some area. Now, when I say that, I mean you got scopes to make it more efficient in long-range shooting. And then you have what's called design manufacturing kits. So say that you had a grooved handle kit on your weapon and you wanted it smooth, you could literally go there and to that manufacturer, and he had accessory kit that allowed you to design as an accessory the weapon the way you wanted to. One of the most unique that I thought I saw that were there was a place called Gun Design. Now, what Gun Design does, it allows you to design your weapon online, and then what they do is they build that weapon, and then they mail it to you. I think the most sought after weapons were the 6920s, which is a variation of the Colt AR-15, which is a very high end. The Colt is the original manufacturer of the M16. The AR-15 is the civilian byproduct of the M16. So literally there's a plethora of kits designed to make this gun more effective at what it does. And let's make no mistake, guns are designed to kill. So there was a plethora of security packages there in reference to how you can secure your weapons, from bolts to single carry security, sachets. There's many ways to carry them. The holster companies are represented big time. When I say holster companies, these are people who design effective holsters to carry specific weapons. And with that weapons, a lot of those air holsters had auxiliary packs so that you literally can have, if it's a magazine weapon, you can carry one or two extra magazines. I mean, it's a gunman's paradise. And since we're not gunmen, literally a lot of what we were there was to seek out specific weapons. My weapon of choice that I ended up purchasing was a 9mm, and I preferred the Glock over what else I was seeing out there. Now, the Glock is a little more pricier, but that's all right, because it's a more durable and effective weapon for long-term simultaneous operation. Now, what does that mean? That means that as long as I pull that trigger and it's round in the chamber, it's going to shoot. So if my repetition is 3 rounds per 5 seconds, it's going to kick out. So if you kept up that repetition and you got a 10-round magazine in it, then you know at that knife bullet, you got one left. So what do? You hit the ejector spring, you slam one in the system, into the magazine weld, and you release the mechanism, and it chambers a bullet right away and ready to go. So it makes it rapid fire efficiency is highly rated, but those are single shots. modification capability is very, very common. Now, what is modification capability? If I wanted to take and purchase a modified magazine, say a 30 round, those are available. So that means that with 30 rounds in there, I could do that 3 second bursts every 5 seconds until that 30 rounds is gone. One of the unique things about it is that it does not get hot under the handle. So when it does get warm, you feel it, but it won't be heat. When I say heat, I mean to the degree that it'll burn you. That's one of the reasons why I sought out this particular weapon. There were cheaper weapons that were there and also efficient in many ways, but it didn't have the credibility of the Glock. That's why I chose the Glock. I was surprised at the quality of rifles on the AR table that have literally been upgraded. So anywhere from $700 to $1,000, you can buy yourself a high-grade weapon. But durability and usability are two different things. So you want to keep those things in mind. As far as being received, you know, they don't receive you well. You might hear a lot of smirks, a lot of remarks. Some people may even call you names. So you have to prepare for that mentally before you go to these sort of things. And last of all, but not least, these people are there to make money. But they have what's called a chamber system. What is a chamber system? A chamber system is they have an area which you can go in to and be dealing directly with that buyer, I mean that seller, or that buyer. And it's like a small enclosed area, no bigger than maybe 4 by 4 or 4 by 6 by 4 or something. But you're behind the display and nobody's seeing what you're doing. And believe me, I've seen the power of cash there. They prefer cash because literally that's the specialty of what they do, keeping the deal quiet. So, with that being said, do I suggest that you go? Absolutely, please. You're going to get a plethora of information if you don't make a decision. And if you do make a decision, you will be equipped to know exactly what you're purchasing because the information, once again, is available. As far as the services in reference to shooting specific weapons, do check those out in your area because a lot of the places, the training facilities, were not available in the local area. But the reason why they come is because of the following they represent in the area in which they're in. And they know that they want to truly get the information out so that they can get the people in. Believe me, there is a fear factor that's being cast over these people to make them buy. And keep that in mind. Because in reality, those people who are buying heavy have the greatest fear. Okay? Now, to move on, the reason why I say to move on is because I want you to understand this, that everything you do is based on whom you are and how you see yourself, okay? I would suggest all of us take time and examine ourselves, what we do on a daily basis, why we do it, and what we get from it. Do you realize that there are people out here today that literally buy electric cars for the purpose of being able to plug their car in and pay a minimal cost to drive? That's effective. And when you think in terms of how and what they're saving, well, they may have made quite an investment up front, but that investment comes back to them in another manner. And that other manner may be just to be able to have a car that does not put carcinogenics in the air. Because carcinogenics is a byproduct of what they call fuels that literally contribute to the carbon monoxide value in the atmosphere. So these fuels are being slowly and surely, that technology is being eased out. There's a reason for that, because someone has made a decision that they want to have a contributing, participating part in reducing the carbon monoxide in our atmosphere. And that's only from one specific perspective. So, in reality, if more people make that decision, then we would lose more carbon monoxide in the atmosphere. So it's a contribution they're making. They're making the investment in themselves to get what is going to be useful for themselves. And that's how we have to learn to think. Absolutely. And the sad part about it is that some people are not ready to think like that. Oh, they may want to, but they think, oh, this problem is so astronomical. How can I find a solution? It'd be an impossibility. But they fail to realize it's not an impossibility. So, what I would suggest is that we examine our belief system.
Black women.
The sad part about it. Go ahead. Did you want to say something about Scott?
No, I was working in a video play by accident. Apologies.
Okay, not a problem. The sad part about it is that we fail to realize the importance of making decisions based on our own needs for our own purposes. And the reason why we fail is because literally a lot of us don't want to be put in that position. They don't want the responsibility. They think that it's going to require more than they can contribute, which in most cases, they're wrong. Why are they wrong? Well, it's simple. When you evaluate what you're doing with your time and what you're getting out of what you're doing with your time, you got to ask yourself this. Why am I doing this? Or why am I doing that? What am I getting out of this? Or what am I getting out of that? You see, we don't do that. You know why we don't do that? We don't do that because we don't want to know. That sounds strange, doesn't it? But we don't. You know what you do want to know about? You want to know about what you're getting when you spend your money, at the time you spend your money. But if you spend your money and you don't ask the question, even that information loses value. So, what we have to do is take self serious. We're in a campaign season. How many of you took the time to literally look into who the candidate is and what issues are they focusing on that are going to be a benefit to you? That too is an issue on self. I also want you to consider this. Does your vote matter? Because that is an issue of self. When we talk about self, we got to talk about the concept of belief. Absolutely. Because we have beliefs regarding self. One of the most important teachings the man must understand is to place the importance of knowing itself. The reason being is because then he begins to look out for himself. We as a people can literally change the world when we start focusing on ourselves. You know why? Because what does our belief system entail? Well, look at the decisions that we make on the lowest level. And the reason why I stay on the lowest level, because that's what comes to mind. That's what comes to mind. What color do I like? What's my favorite color? What kind of job do I want? See, that's really on the lowest level. But as we move up, let's look at things like religion. What religion is suitable for me? Am I going to accept the religion of my parents? And if that is the case, then what is the doctrine it teaches? Will that doctrine suffice what my needs are? Oh, wow. Now you're starting to become conscious. Okay? When you start to become conscious, you also got to ask yourself this. What am I trying to achieve in this circumstance? Why am I trying to achieve this in this circumstance? See, when self becomes the priority, you can answer these questions. And the reason why you can answer these questions is because at this point, you're starting to make decisions that are based on your needs. I am at this stage in my life where I want to have not only control of my decisions, but I want to make sure every decision benefits me. So, if that is the case, then what we want to do is we want to focus on self. You see, when you focus on self and you make decisions, then you're going to look deeper into yourself. Do you have any small children? Do they go to public school? What kind of education is the school offering? See, your belief system can change many, many things when you're operating it. But some of what you believe is not true because you've taken it from a medium that doesn't even know you. Interesting, isn't it? When you see that show comes on, watch this tonight. This is the drama that will unfold. And at this point, then it goes to commercial. They didn't tell you anything. All they did was sell you on sound. So say you go to that show at that particular time and you watch it and it's a big letdown. Who do you go to with? You should have went to yourself. Because you put an hour into watching a show that literally gave you nothing. It's one thing to decide I want to be entertained and sit down for a TV show and get what you want. Than it is to say, I want to be entertained, sit down to a TV show, and that TV show is planting subliminal messages in your mind. Because, see, literally, you can't see what they're doing, but they can. That's right. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, they would. What we must do is take back our control. We must stop sacrificing ourselves. If you don't like something, don't watch it. That's your time. Think of what else you could do with that time. Because there are something else. I have never met a woman or a man that did not have a way to better spend their time. Now, what if you could spend it in a manner in which it's going to produce fruit? That is a choice that you can make when you operate in self. You see, in changing your belief dynamic, you're operating so that you can achieve the most out of your decisions. And that's whether it's a simple subject of entertainment or investment. Now, what do I mean about investment? Okay, let's take for instance. For instance, you know, we need it. We're going to go to a commercial, and after the commercial, we'll pick up on for instance in order to give you a better understanding. Please, if you want to call in, please do so. You can reach us here at Tando Radio at 641-715-3660. Go into the queue. The code is 549032 pound. And if you have a question, *61. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
We're back, Brother Davis. Just a short break.
How do we best serve ourselves? How about considering this, our natural resources? I know that's a curveball, isn't it? But yes, you are a natural resource. Your thinking process adds to the quality that of life that you live. And the reason why I said you're a natural resource is because everybody has this ability. It's natural. We can make decisions that are best suited for us and take the power away from those people we've given that power to. You know why? Because they literally deceived you for it. Absolutely. Anybody ever call you up and say, listen, we want you to watch tonight's show, and if you do, and when you after you watch tonight's show, you call us back, let us know what's on, and we will give you a certain amount of dollars. So we will pay for your time. No. They want you to watch tonight's show because they got a plethora of advertisers that have insidious messages. And what do I say insidious messages? Because the messages project one thing to you but deceive you because there's something else that is going on. You see, a lot of times you fail to realize the amount of technology that's going into advertisement based on how to get the money out of your pocket. That is right. So you must see yourself as a natural resource. Understand this. You are a gold mine. You have a great value to them. And they know that. But what they teach you is to devalue the importance of that by seducing you through different mediums. Oh, absolutely. TV, radio, reading. When I say reading, I'm talking about advertisements, written advertisements, periodicals. It's all to deceive you. It's to deceive you to get you to buy what they have to offer you, which you may not need at all. So, my brothers and sisters, you have a right to take back your natural resource by making decisions for you, by you, in your best interest. Now, that is power. The very power that I'm talking to you about is what they try to take from you daily. They know the power. And they know the power of it. You don't know the power of it. I'll give you a simple explanation. When you go to the grocery store tonight or tomorrow night or next week, the prices are higher. Absolutely. They're not telling you that. But if you're avid about what you do when you go to spend your money, you're going to see that the prices are higher. In a lot of cases, check this out. The package is smaller. So you're paying more money for less of the product to buy what they tell you the product can do. And if it does not do it, you have to take your resources to take it back to the people who may say to you, well, do you have a receipt? Well, I don't hold all of my receipts. I just tried a product. It doesn't function very well for me. Okay. Can you prove you bought it here? Well, you have the same product. You see, we shouldn't have to go through these sort of things. You see, that is a lack of respect of you serving their purpose. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when they gave you the advertisement to come in and buy their product, they purposed you to buy their product. When you accepted the advertisement to be what they said it was going to be, you went in to buy the product. when you realize that the product was rather pricey, and many of you do, and the size was not the original size that you intended to buy, because guess what? They don't make that size no more. Which happens, you're stuck with the decision of, is this suitable for your investment or not? Brothers and sisters, they are well aware of all these things. The one who is not is you. And until you become aware enough to make decisions that are best suited for you in that circumstance, you're going to benefit by it, not you. This is how the system works. If you design the system, you would design it in your best interest. So they're going to look at you and say, well, why should you be upset? Because we designed it for our best interest. But you do have a right to be upset, because guess what? It's your resources they're trying to get. So we have to become more self-involved in the process so that we can maximize our investment to get those items that our resources require us to have to do what our plan is. Let's look at the let's look at this from a different perspective. Okay. No one is giving you anything just because you're human. That's right. Anybody knocking on your door and saying, "Hey, we know that you woke up human this morning. We're going to get this is a $500. We would take you to take this out and buy what it is that you need to be a human. Oh, by the way, we'll be by tomorrow morning with another $500. And this will be repetitious because now we feel that this is what we need to do to ensure that you get everything you need." Not going to happen. But that's literally what you do when you follow through that advertisement, when you follow what they say. Because if you think about it, all the detergents are the best of detergent. All of the food is the best food. All of the places to go are the best you could go, the best choices. And they're making them for you, but they're telling you they're the best. When are you going to take authority back? Because that's what we got to do. We got to take authority back. When we start demanding that unless you give us what we want, we're not spending our money. Literally. We're submitting to someone else's authority. And they know that. That's why they're cutting down on your ability for the many different ways you could say no. By not spending money is one of the ways you could say no. We have to affirm ourselves, brothers and sisters. Because, in turn, we have reached a point now where we can't look at life as trivial anymore. Now, some of you probably say, "I never looked at life as trivial." Yes, you did. Yes, you did, because America perpetuates that. If you don't believe it, turn on the TV for 1 hour and watch how many drug commercials you see and how many food commercials you see. Now, here's what you haven't put together. Them food commercials gonna make you sick, because most of the food that they sell on them commercials are and have no nutritional value. And if you get sick, oh, you got a bad stomach, acid indigestion, heartburn, gas. Any of this sound familiar? These are the byproducts of eating that food. So they're selling you the very drugs that you would not need if you didn't eat that food. But if you're going to make the decision to eat the food, we got the best taste over here. So therefore, before you know it, you're eating for taste. Now, for those of you who are saying to yourselves, "Well, what's wrong with eating for taste? Does that offer you the best value for your money?"
And if so, have you examined the fact that if you ate for nutrition, maybe you wouldn't get sick and need those pharmaceuticals that they also advertise? You see, we got to take our lives back. We got to take self and shove it down their throat. How do you do that? By learning to say, I don't, when you don't. That's right. Say, I don't, when you don't. Okay? Say, I don't want food for taste. I want food for nutrition. And if you want my dollar and you can give me taste and nutrition, all you do is assure that you're going to get more of my dollars if I spend them that way. Do you think that the system will change? Well, I'm going to give you what they call real-time knowledge. Now, you already have it, but I'm going to give it to you again. Let's look at fast foods. Let's pick out one in particular. Chipotle. You know, Chipotle didn't have a lot of problems. They picked out a very fine meal for a reasonable price. They used healthy ingredients, and they advertised them. And they had a relatively good following. Because there's a certain degree of people who take self-serious, and all of a sudden they were looking for food that offered them nutritional value and a good taste. So, up pops Chipotle. And Chipotle's starting to groove now because guess what? They're making the money. They're starting to get a following because people are starting to talk. You know, Chipotle cooks with fresh vegetables. Get out of here. Oh, yeah, fresh vegetables. And guess what? They're not overcooked, so they sustain a certain degree of nutritional value. Well, you know what? That's a win-win. Well, guess, and better yet, they have these sauces that literally are natural. Well, what do you mean? Well, they have sesame seed sauce. Well, I've never tried that. They have mushroom sauce. But what do these do? They add to the flavor. And you know what else? They cook with turmeric. Turmeric, what's that? Turmeric is a healthy herb that literally helps the body hold down the inflammation of the body. Okay. So now that you are becoming informed about what Chipotle does, there's a group of people that don't like Chipotle already. And that group of people, they're starting to talk and say, look, we can't let this Chipotle thing out. You realize that people start going to Chipotle, who's going to be out of work? Well, no, I haven't. Well, let's name a few. What about McDonald's? Yeah, well, McDonald's business has fallen off already. Why? Because they do not inform people of the truth in food. They give them a story and tell them what the nutritional value is based on a pre-designed concept of what they call nutrition, no value, and USDA recommended daily allowance. But none of that has anything to do with your research. That's their research. And if you do your research, it may not measure up. So they don't want you to become informed, self-sufficient. They do not want you to be able to make decisions that are best for you. They want you to make decisions that they are planning in you to make. So how do they attack this company like a Chipotle? Well, you've seen it. Over the last 6 months, 6 months ago, let's start there. Chipotle announced we're not using any genetically modified organisms in our food. What? Now, let me get this right. You cook with fresh vegetables. You give nutritionally balanced food. And now you're not cooking with any genetically modified organisms? Well, for the person that shops for food that focuses on what is the best for itself, when they pick a restaurant, you're going to be moved to the top of the list. And you don't have any genetically modified organisms either? Come on. I know when I stop out, I'm going to consider you first. Because for those of you who don't do your due diligence, you're being victimized. You ever ask yourself why they don't call Kentucky Fried Chicken Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know what they call it now? KFC. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. The Supreme Court decided that Kentucky Fried Chicken could no longer call itself Kentucky Fried Chicken if you can't tell you what it is. So you know what they argue? The moniker. Can we keep the moniker? Well, they have a right to the moniker because it's patented. But they cannot say the word chicken. Now, why is that? For those of you who are going to KFC enjoying delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken because they can't call what they call it chicken, chicken. They can call it Kentucky Fried. They can call it KFC, but they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, for those of you who really don't want this to be true, look it up. I encourage you. I implore you. Please look it up. Because when the truth hits you, you are going to tell others. That's right. You are going to tell others in a manner in which others are going to say, well, what else is out that I don't know about? And I always suggest, tell them to look it up. Don't take your word for it. Look it up. Now, this goes on all through the food industry. That's right. Do you know that they got fish farms that raise tilapia? That's right. But that's all they'll tell you. They won't tell you if it's genetically modified. They won't tell you if the food that they give the tilapia is genetically modified. Because you don't identify deception enough to ask. And when you do, make sure you ask somebody that's informed. Because in reality, they may not know either. You see, there's a secrecy in the system that doesn't need to be there if they are sincere about giving you the best for self. Oh, by the way, that's the deception. They're not. And the reason why they're not is because they're packaging their product to make them money off you. And we only covered the aspects of community and food. And not much of food, but just enough to let you know there's a deception going on. We literally are in the political season. Now let me ask you this. Do you think there's any deception going on? We must wake up, brothers and sisters. Because as long as we say nothing and we stay in this state of slumber, they will continue to do exactly as they are. And you know what they call that? Business as usual. That's right. You realize there's probably politicians out here saying, look, don't worry about how the people vote. worry about the message. They don't. That's right, they do. That's why your school systems are in the array they are in, because they want a certain degree of the American public to be dumb. If you ask an intelligent question, they got to give you an intelligent answer. What? As far as you're concerned, you're not worth that. Just spend your money and shut up. Now, here's the sad part. You're doing it. Absolutely. If you looked into anybody who is ill right now or may be sick, if you looked into your diet, something in your diet initiated your illness. They're not going to tell you that. No, they're not. Because if they tell you that, then they are telling you that with a little bit of time and a little bit information, you can literally eat to live. That's right. You can eat the things that ensure you a better quality of life. And guess what? You will start feeling better. This is not, I'm not telling you anything just to be talking. I'm telling you what I know to be true. And I'm also telling you, don't take my word for it. Do your due diligence and you go out and try it. You can improve your quality of life immediately with just the knowledge of food. Immediately. You can benefit by a little bit of knowledge, and that little bit of knowledge will rise. You know what that's called? That's called self-elevation. That's right. We must elevate ourselves so that we learn to do the things that give us the highest quality of life, so that we can literally reach the highest plateau of joy. You know, people say all the time, you know what? All I need is more money. Well, there's a lot of people out here with a lot of money, and they got the worst health in the world. And you know what? They can't buy health. You can buy remedies. Now it might sound strange to buy a remedy. What am I going to do with a remedy? That's what you do every time you buy a pharmaceutical. You see, they're not designed to get you healthy. They're designed to attack the immediate problem. They're not even designed to eliminate the problem. So say you got a headache. Well, you take an aspirin and that headache goes away. But you know what you don't do? You don't ask, what is the cause of this headache? So when you ask that question, you are catering to knowledge of self. And here's what's so unique about it. When you learn the answer to that question, that knowledge of self now becomes empowerment. That's right. Because now you know, yeah, when I eat this, I get that. So if I don't eat this way, I won't get that. Now, what does that mean when I say when I eat this way? Well, some people like to eat meat. Did you know when meat is cooked on the grill, that charring it's done on the meat adds to cancer production? Absolutely. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. So that's how you become empowered. When you can look it up and read it yourself, and then look at the people in your lives that have had certain kinds of cancer that is produced from this process. And you're going to find out, oh, wow. They barbecue a lot. I didn't realize that. Oh, wow. They cater themselves by saying how such a good barbecue person they are. Oh, wow. I'm telling you something that I know personally. I have a friend loves a barbecue. He's had two bouts with cancer, and now he just found out that it's come back. And now the light's going on. Now, I hope the light is going on in time to save his life, because knowledge is power, and if he applies the knowledge to give him power, then he empowers himself to save his own life. I hope you caught that. Let me read it back to you. Knowledge is power. If he powers himself, he empowers himself to save his own life. And these are what are important about making decisions based on the needs of self and not the concerns of advertisements. That's right. Well, y'all, come on down now. We're bringing it back. The McRib. That's right. The tasty piece of pork and two pieces of bread with a nice sauce. The McRib is back. Now come on in and help yourself. It's $4 a sandwich and $6.50 a combo. You see, they're not telling you that the McRib is an artificial sandwich made by parts of a pig. And they don't even tell you what parts of a pig. But you come on in, it tastes real good. And if you ever notice, when they advertise it, they talk about how it tastes. They never tell you what's in it. They never tell you the nutritional value of it. We must become more informed, brothers and sisters. Informed about ourselves, first of all, so that we can start making decisions based on ourselves. You realize when you make decisions on yourself, you not only empower yourself, you empower everybody you come in to contact with that is beginning to wake up. That's right. And that's happening a million times a day all over the place. Because people want to live a better quality of life in the midst of these times. I'm hoping that you will be. When we come back, we are going to be talking about how to take back our power. I want you to seriously consider calling in, giving your questions, so that we can answer those questions. The number you call in is 641-715-3660. The code, the participant code, is 540-9032#. And if you want to get into the queue, it's *61. We encourage you, by all means, please consider where the information is coming. The messenger who brings this to you is Black Talk Radio. And Black Talk Radio is always in a season of fundraising, because just like their circumstances are, there's never enough funds. And listen, we're trying to bring you good, healthy, right knowledge so that you can become a person that is healthy and knowledgeable with right information. So please go to Black Talk Radio, make whatever contributions you can, and keep this avenue open so that we can keep information coming to you. And this information that I bring to you will be well researched. The information that Dave and Dave Research will inform you. The information that Black Talk Radio brings to you on a plethora of levels, not just one or two shows. If you look at their programming, you will be impressed. But you have to open the door. And how do you open the door? By making a contribution to Black Talk Radio. Because Black Talk Radio may very well be the messenger of the future, because everything is changing. And when these changes come, they're going to want you to think that you have to do what they say. But in reality, you don't. This is your opportunity right here to contribute to the avenue that's going to keep the information, that right information, you need to make you a better person and bring you a better quality of life.
freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, bring the street soldiers from this war in progress cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chests. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. We have covered quite a bit right now. We've opened the door to understanding self. What is important to self? Are we going to take back the responsibility that we have in serving self? And in doing so, what path should we choose? Well, one thing about the world is that it was built on synthesis. Absolutely. Everything that we say and do is coming from a simplistic pattern. You know what makes it difficult? We do, as people. Absolutely. And the reason why we make it difficult is because we see an opportunity to serve ourselves. That's what deception does. And we fail to realize that the self that being served here is no longer you. The self that's being served and following the program that's laid before you is corporate self. You see, the sad part about self is that if you don't take responsibility for self, then you will give corporations the responsibility of taking care of you for you. And they don't mind. Because they'll hold you upside down and dump and dump and dump until everything is out your pocket. That's all you worth to a corporation. Okay, so how do we take ourselves back? Well, first of all, we need to sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper, and you put a line down the paper. And then you put a line between that line. So what you got three, you got paper, one line. So in half of that, you put another line on one half. And then in the other half, you put another line. So now we got four columns. Okay, in the first column, put self. In the second column, put wants. In the third column, put needs. And in the fourth column, put ways. Now, why ways? We ain't intentionally wasting? Yes, we are. When we follow the corporate line, we are intentionally wasting what it is that source is if it does not meet the needs of self. And you might not have looked at it that way before, but we all live in a duality society. We all want something, and we all need something. So we have to decide if self has a greater want than it has a greater need. You see, when self supplies what you need, self benefits. Why does self benefit?
Because it's being able to pay attention to why there's a need. If self is paying $200 to go to the emergency room, and he gets there and he says, oh wow, I just feel like my stomach is just turning to acid. I went out and I bought 2 or 3 different antacids and none of them seems to work. The self needs to say, what did I eat? Remember now, all disease comes from food. If self doesn't ask, what did I need eat? Then self has to evaluate what it's done so far. Let's go over the scenario again. My acid in my stomach is just bubbling up in me. I went out and I bought 2 or 3 different medicines. And that's waste. You see, you spent your resources for 2 or 3 different medicines that you were sold advertisement and bought. So the advertising worked on you. Let's go back in reverse again. But if acid is rolling up in my stomach, I went out and bought. Before you buy, ask yourself what it is that you ate that does not agree with your system. You see, that's looking out for self. And then when you realize that through evaluation what you ate, write it down so you can see it. Okay? And when you see it, you can make a clearer understanding of how you may have gotten to the point in which you're here. So now you say, I ate the medicine that didn't work, and you get in front of the doctor, and he's looking at you, and he's saying, what did you eat today? And you say, well, I didn't really eat any breakfast at all, but I got up this morning, and I kind of drank some coffee, and I ran out the door, and I didn't get a really chance to eat anything for lunch, so I went to the machine, and I got me some Red Hot Chips, and I just ate my Red Hot Chips, and then on the way home, I drank a bicarbonated soda and sit down to a bowl of spaghetti that I had in the icebox or refrigerator. So the doctor looks at you and says, okay. Well, you literally need to take this. Why did he say that? Because he's being supported by the very industry you came to him to get a remedy for. When if you detected the evaluation from the very beginning and evaluated yourself, you could have came up with the deduction by just going online into what's called a holistic system, and they're all out there, and asking the question. Now, what is a holistic system? You can go on Facebook, type in holistics. You can go on Google, type in holistics. You could go on any navigator out there, type in holistics, and holistics will show up and give you an understanding. It is whole body procurement. What is procurement? That teaches you that the whole system works in conjunction with itself. That's right. If you didn't pick that up, let me tell you this. Now, no one part of your body works independently. There's a multiplicity of agencies that work in your body, whether you make decisions for them or not. But the decisions that you do make directly connect them because there's a multiplicity of agencies working in your body. And one of those agencies is your mind. And when you take self as the priority, then you begin to think about everything that's going to add to the quality of your life so you can feel better, live longer. The best part about that is that you receive fruit from that knowledge right away. Now, fruit is the benefit of from that knowledge right away. So we have to really become self-aware about empowering self. And the reason why is going to help everybody you know. When you understand through revelation, you have a tendency to testify to revelation. Oh, girl, my stomach was feeling so bad. You know what I did? I went upstairs and I laid down. I went down, I called my friend up, and she said, you know what you need to do? You need to take a couple of sips of that there Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the root, or with the mother, and then just lay back for a while. Give your body a chance to rest. Well, what does that do? Well, that's a natural cure for overactive antacid. Now, it doesn't work in a minute like pills, but when you take and you drink it, you literally neutralize the acid in your stomach. So it will stop boiling over. And guess what? You don't kill the positive bacteria. Oh, wait a minute. Bacteria? I don't have no bacteria in my body. You see? Self can always learn. But you do have bacteria in your body. And that's why you see all these commercials about probiotics. Because they have a way to give you good, your bacteria, and keep it good bacteria. That's right. But you can learn how to do that yourself. That is what makes self-empowerment so important. What you can do for yourself. Now, just per se, you took my advice and you went online and you found a holistic group, and they have open discussions. They have blogs all the time. So you type in to that holistic group, I have overactive acid, and look at what they had to say. Not everything they have to say is going to be for you. But if information is knowledge, wouldn't you find that that is for you? You become empowered. And when it works for you, you become healthy again. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't it all about us being healthy so that we can better serve our loved ones, serve our communities, and most of all, serve ourselves? And see, I only spoke to you about the potential about being informed and serving self in reference to politics. And the only reason why I did that was because I want you to understand that this process that you have done to make yourself a healthier person also works in the area of economics, it works in the area of education, it works in the area of politics, and it works in the area of religion. It works in all areas. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, how does it work in religion? I don't understand that. Well, it does. Because when you operate in self, you start examining doctrines to see which doctrine is suitable for the type of life you want to live. And how many people don't think about doctrine? No, they don't. They think because a church calls itself a Christian church that they all got the same doctrine. No, they don't. You see, the power of self. The power of self makes you look deeper into what your needs are. Let's go back to the paper. Now, we see that we've already wasted and buying antacids, okay? That's money that they're not giving back to you. Even though their product didn't work on your circumstance, they're not giving you that money back. So let's go back to self, because you still got this antacid problem, unless you went over to need and you took your friend's advice because you need to feel better. And she's the one that told you to go out and get yourself some Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the mother and take a sip on it before you go to bed. Take a sip when you get it. Take a sip before you go to bed. Put a little bit of it in a glass of water and leave it beside your bed. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, you're thirsty, you got something right there you can take a few sips of. And the next morning you woke up, wow, I feel great. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start this day. I'm ready to do my thing. Because now I'm healthy. So let's go back to the list. Because now we have what's called revelation. So now we look at the list. Now we want to make a note about our revelation. So we put down at the far end. What I did for my antacid was I got some apple cider vinegar that cost me $1.19 a bottle. Now, I'm just throwing a price out there. I'm not saying that's what it costs. But I want you to see the difference of going to a doctor or an emergency room. They're literally going to say, okay, that's $250 coming in. And whatever we minister to you, if it's with the common drugs that literally service this, then $250 may be all you pay. But if there's extras, we're going to have to bill you. And if you don't have health care, we expect you to pay it. That's how the system is designed. Brothers and sisters, we literally waste a lot of our resources. Because we are not informed about what we can do for self. And these decisions are very, very basic. All we need to do is have the due diligence and apply the time to look and see what our options are. Because if you look at the commercial, you don't have an option. You need their product. Absolutely. This is what you need. But do you realize that the body is designed to heal itself? Oh, they're saying it. They're talking about it, but they're not talking about it loud enough for you to hear it. Because if you hear it, you might do the due diligence to find out that there's a whole lot of medicines called holistics that are all natural. That's right. And a lot of them are just foods you incorporate into your diet. That's right. The path that you were on, you must control. And if you allow someone else to control it, they will. But it won't be for your best interest. We have to wake up, people. We have to wake up and take our power back. Absolutely. You see, this company that's going around making all this genetically modified food named Monsanto's, who has leveraged your political system to the degree where they're literally selling you a product with genetically modified organs in it after you told them, I will allow this product to come to market if you label it. You know what they said to you? Sure. You don't tell us what to do. If you are dumb enough to buy this product, we are dumb enough to make sure it's available to you. And that's what they do. You have to be the one to take control of your life. And when it says genetically modified organism, you know what that means? This is new. We don't know how it's going to affect you, but we think it's good. So if you eat it, because it tastes, and you like it, because it tastes, then we want you to have as much of it as you can, because we don't know how it's going to affect your body. And most of all, we don't care. Because if we did, we wouldn't put it out there and tell you. We're not going to tell you what's in it. You see, we have learned to accept deception. And who is that fair to? Your kids? Look at the cost. Let's look at Flint, Michigan. Oh yes, the water's fine. Look, we're going to change the supply, but it's good, healthy drinking water. Look at the outcome. That's what you do to your body every time you put something in it that you're uninformed about. You allow somebody else to do whatever they want inside your body once you consume it. We must take our lives back. There was a time when you could trust government, but now government is sleeping with the enemy. And the enemy is corporations that people throw money at, unbeknownst of the programming. And the sad part about it is that we're trying to open their eyes, but they want them closed. Ladies and gentlemen, please consider this. If you are sitting at home right now, and you are not feeling well, and you don't know why you're not feeling well, could it be that there's something in your body that's working that you have no idea is in there? I want to implore you at this time, because we're coming up on the last half hour from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. We are in a desperate battle on several fronts. But what's going to make the difference is how we engineer self. You can do nothing and continue to live like you are, thinking, oh, that stuff don't bother me. But sooner or later, it will. Or you could become informed, connect with like-minded people, and seek answers to your questions. And they will come to you. Because you're not the only one that is in this situation. So once again, the ball's in your court, so to speak. You know, I could talk to them, I'm blue in the face. Because I do my study, I do my due diligence, absolutely. You want to ask me what I had today? I could tell you everything I ate. You know why? Because I know the power of food, and I also know the power of nutrition. Did you walk today? Did you run? Did you exercise? Do you understand the importance of that in a healthy body? You see, what makes knowledge powerful is not that you have it, is that you can spread it. And we must become more knowledgeable if we want to see our grandchildren's grandchildren. I know that sounds like, oh, that's great. No, it's not. People are living to be 100 years old every day, but there's something to their process that they're incorporating that ensured them of that. The reason why people nowadays will not reach to see 100 is because they're eating stuff that those people who are 100 years old never had to worry about eating. Absolutely right. They never had to worry about eating stuff that literally is working against the quality of health that is running in their system. What do we do? How do you defeat that? By taking control of self and becoming informed and forming groups that will give you more information and become part of a greater whole. Don't accept this crap they're giving you. Don't accept these politicians that have already been paid. I don't know why people seem to be shocked to hear that. But you can tell they're not working for you. The bills that they're passing now are not in your best interest. And what about the Dark Act? They want the right to not tell you what's in your food that you're eating. Is that a politician looking out for your best interest? We have to wake up, brothers and sisters. It is our responsibility to be responsible to self. And if we don't take that responsibility, we render our power to someone who really don't give a damn about it. I've been really, really hoping that people would begin to see by taking the chance on the information they get and just looking it up. That's all. Just take a chance that it's a good investment of your time. Because if you don't, and you get that sickness, I'm going to tell you now, your health care will not cover a visit to the emergency room. You know why? Because that's what they want you to do. That's where they want you to go. That way they can keep you in debt. One thing is built on another. Don't think this is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Do you realize with the Obama health care that you literally get fined if you don't have it? And that fine is not a debt. That fine is a criminal fine. That's right. They can leverage that. Now, what does that mean? That means that they can lock you up. I implore you to call and allow me to converse with you and help you on the path to become a better you. Allow me to help you and point you in a direction to do the research that's going to empower you. Allow me to help you get a revelation about your life that will change your life. And I've seen it. Actually, I'm a testimony to it. Oh, yeah. Don't think that you're the first you like you. No, no, no. We were all once like you before we begin to realize that it's our responsibility to self. And when you do, you will change. And you will tell others like we're doing now, telling you. The proof is in the pudding, but you won't get to the pudding if you don't examine the proof. And the proof that you got to examine is what is best for self. How can I be a better me? How can I service those who think like me? You see, at that point, you become greater than you are. And you empower a group to be like you. I encourage you during this last half hour, please call in. And when you call in, dial 641-715-3660. The code to get in is 549032#, and the participation code is *61. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing you information that not any other channel is talking about. Take advantage of it, because the messenger that is bringing it to you is what is option for you. If you don't take advantage of this option, you can't be upset if it's not there or if it's out of reach. Society is changing so fast that we do not have the time, that we don't have the luxury of excess time. Here at Black Talk, we'd like you to make contributions so that we'll keep this festival available to you. I encourage you during the last half hour, please, call in, become empowered. Let me help you move forward in a greater quality of life. And if you knock on the door, it shall be open. This is Brother Davis, and tonight's show is Tando Radio. We implore you to call in and ask any questions. And believe me, we're going to make available to you all the resources that we have, as well as give you direction to find the resources of your own.
The rhythm, the rebel.
Don't believe the hype.
That and until we have a chance to heal, we are likely to continue to do things to hurt each other. And whenever a person of African descent is harmed, an injury to one is an injury to all.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. Scott, is there any calls?
Okay, none that are signaling that they have a question. I'll let you know if they do.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me help you begin to see the dimension of the programming, because we kind of skirt over things. And the reason why I say that is because there's such information, so much information out here that's available on it, that if we try to get you to understand it in detail, we'll be taking away your revelation in that. In television, there's what's called a flash time zone, okay? And that's the number of flashes that take place in a 60-second period. All right? Now, what's unique about that is that when you watch TV, you're not seeing a picture. You've heard of 720 DPI or 1080 DPI. Now, what that DPI means, dots per inch. Okay? Now, what makes that so unique is that each one of those dots in that specific schematic means that that's how many is in a square inch. So, when you're watching TV and your TV says it's a 1080 DPI, that means there's 1080 dots per square inch. So that will give you a magnitude of clarity that you would not get if you're watching a 720 DPI. Now, what makes that important? Because I just mentioned to you about the number of flashes in a second. Okay? So now your retina is looking at a whole screen and all of these dots are flashing at, so that means that they're 1080 DPI, the 1080 dots that are within that 1 inch that are shooting color, literally are making the screen appear as though it's one full screen, where actually it's just contributing pieces to that screen. Now, how do you understand what I mean? You ever see when the screen kind of breaks up and chips, and it comes to fragment it, and then it restructures, and then fragments again? That's what it does to your mind. But you don't see it. So therefore, when a commercial comes on, that commercial is coming at you in various rates. But here's the catch. Any flash per second above 42 flashes per second is what they call a zone of mediumistic trance. Now, some people are going to say, well, mediumistic trance is meditation. No, it's not. Complete meditation. It is a trance state. See, complete meditation
is different because it requires no flags. This is being initiated to put you into a trance state. Now, so you're saying to me that when I watch TV, that I'm being put into a state in which I cannot take my eyes off TV? Interesting. You ever watch a person watch TV that's so hard they can't move their head? Here's the bum dingity. The same thing is going on simultaneously with the audio. That's right. Do you realize you're listening to sounds that are so low? It's above, it's below your level of hearing, but they're effective. And in these audio states, they are initiating a whole different type of program. You see, to keep you in front of the TV set is a responsibility that they have taken on to the people who advertise on their programs. And if you look at the programming, what does it offer itself? Is it going to make you better? Or is it going to make you consider something you would not ordinarily consider? So one thing about this programming process, there's always somebody with an intent behind it. And that intent may not be in your best interest. But that don't stop them from doing what they're doing, because guess what? They're doing it to millions of people simultaneously. So what if 2% of the people snap, go out and do something crazy? 98% of the people are being treated with the program. You've heard of the term collateral damage, and that's all they do. They consider you collateral damage. This is the first time in history as we've known it that people are going out and killing or committing mass crimes and then turning around saying, what happened? I didn't know I did that. That should make you wonder what is going on. And you know, a lot of this programming is being done just as a test. That is right. So say you go out one night and you see on TV there's a basketball game. What you don't know is that you feel like you're watching a good game of basketball and you fail to realize the underlying message is competitivity. Competitivity. You're thirsty. You're hungry. Competitivity. You're thirsty. Give me a Miller Lite. You're hungry. Give me two of them hot dogs over there. And you're watching the competition. This is a program, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the catch you haven't even thought about. These very same athletes that are being paid multi-millions of dollars to run up and down the court will not let you into their games for a reasonable price that you can afford. Don't take my word for it. Go to your average football or basketball game. Or better yet, just call a Ticketmaster. Ask them what the tickets cost. The great deal of us can't afford to go to this. And they know that. But if you aspire for a ticket, they will make it available. And here's where they get you. They say, okay, today is gear day. If you come wearing your gear, our gear that represents our team, we're going to give you $5 off the ticket. Well, you're still paying $95 for the ticket. Well, I know they give you a ticket because that would mean to give you their profit. They're not giving you their profit. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot get you to understand the importance of taking control of yourself. And whether you understand it or not, it's not going to affect me at all. It's going to affect you. And the sad part about it is if you do nothing, nothing changes. You like being sick? Then continue going to the fast food. I guarantee you this, they will get you sick. You like giving the other people the responsibility of taking control of your life? Keep going to fast food. They're taking their responsibility. They take their responsibility serious. They will pay $4 or $5 million to advertise to you meat that they know is laced with something that you don't want to mess with. And they'll put somebody on there that'll smile and tell you it tastes so good. And the sad part about it is that if you fall for it, you might be the one smiling. Because guess what? They know your heart is where your money is. So if you buying it, they know that's where your heart is. We must change that dynamic. We must take back that is ours. You know what? When I realized that these professional football teams out here don't even care about who can come to their games or not. You know why? Because they gonna get their paycheck. But you let people stop coming to the games and they'll change that life. You let people decide that they're gonna utilize that money to best serve itself, they will change. You start turning that TV off. So the people would say, well, how many people watch TV last night? Nobody watched. What was the Nielsen ratings? They didn't have no ratings. Then you are speaking in one voice saying, this is not acceptable. But until we make a stand and let them know this is not acceptable, they're going to continue to do it all day long. What do they got to lose? They're making a fortune. You're still buying it. You're still running out to the store buying their club clothing. You're still running out to the store to buy the best pair of sneakers available. You're still going to be the one in the hospital when you don't feel good. When your body's hurting. When your mind saying, I knew better than this, but I did it anyway. You can make a difference, brothers and sisters. You don't have to put up. You don't have to accept what people are pushing down your throats, because it's a choice for you. And I guarantee you, when you make the choices that are most suitable for you, you won't be in front of that. I don't know about you, but the Harlem Globetrotters came to town down here. Check this out. 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, we was advertising tickets at $9 a pop, $10 on a bad day. The closer they got to the event, the more the tickets went up. Now the cheapest ticket today that I find is $35. $35. So if you got a family of four, that's $140 just to get in. That's not counting another $100 for fruits, vegetables, or whatever. You know why? Because they're not looking at you to buy yourself something nutritional to eat. They're looking at you to buy what they have for you, which are hot dogs. If you want, I think about the healthiest thing you can find in those places are probably going to be peanuts and popcorn. But that's it. You must take responsibility to be sure that you are making the best decisions for you. I implore you once again, if you have a question that you think I may be able to answer or give you the direction to find the answer that you seek, call in, because we are about to elevate And when I say we're about to elevate, I mean that everything that you get is going to become applicable knowledge. And you need to learn how to apply this knowledge if you're going to live any quality of life. Because if you're going to get through this, you're going to have to learn how to do a lot of things. You're going to have to learn to eat what to eat. You're going to have to learn to drink and what to drink. You're going to have to learn how to build with the resources that you have so that you can have the most suitable circumstance. You can create the most suitable circumstance for those people in your group or the ones you love or for yourself. So, don't sit on opportunity, which is what this is. People have a tendency to say, oh, I'll do that later. And then later never comes. And then when they need the information, it ain't there. How many times you scramble for a business card for somebody you know who has the answer to your question, but you can't find the card? These are the ways of life, brothers and sisters. I'm trying to bring a little humor into this. But in reality, we're victims. And we victimize ourselves through our own arrogance. And these are the chains that we must break. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you are not prepared to put self first, you victimize yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, the system is changing at such an alarming rate. You know, if you went to Tando News today, and I didn't, but I know Dave. And I know the contributors, and I know they're efficient about putting out information that's going to empower you and make you a better person. If you went to Tando Radio today, you've learned something you did not know before. We must start incorporating and bringing our resources together and putting our ideas together and become a greater person so that we can become a greater group, and a greater group can only become a greater people. The whole thing that makes being great, great, is to be able to speak in one voice. And when people look up, they don't see everybody who looks the same. They see a multiplicity of truth. So the responsibility is ours. And we should, at this time, be taking advantage of it. Because when stuff hits the fan, you cannot blame nobody but yourself. If you knew, or if you got all this information prior, you can't blame me. I did what I told you I was going to do. You can't blame Dave. He did what he said he's going to do. You can't blame Scott. Scott, he puts this avenue out here for us to use. Who are you going to blame? Because even the blame game is a contribute to nothingness. I don't know if you all understood that, but it's a contribute to nothingness. We are making contributions.
You have a call, Brother Davis. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. You have a call, and
not
just
a problem.
Just to remind you, New Abolitionist Radio comes up tonight on Wednesdays, right after yours. Area code 315, you are on Tando Radio Show with Brother Davis. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hi.
Hello, sister. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. My question is, can you suggest something for forgetfulness and treating migraines and also healing upset stomach?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you, I'm glad you asked those questions. Because for forgetfulness, you need the same tool for all of them for understanding. You know, I write down things in notes. And I glance over those notes. I even have a note section on my phone because that's how important it is. When it comes to migraines, you need to document everything you eat. You see, a lot of people fail to realize that migraines literally are caused because of a lack of oxygen to the brain. Now, a lot of times we may not realize how our body functions. But one of the things that I have found to work is oxygen. I literally know people who have gone places and have received tanks in which they could breathe oxygen when they get migraines, and literally it clears the migraine away. But the reason why I say you need to have a pen and a piece of paper and document is because you need to first track your food. There may be a trigger that literally starts the process of a migraine that you haven't picked up on. You see what I'm saying? And that trigger may be something so simple that it's not the substance, but what is in the substance. And you see, we have to understand that for every illness, there's a natural remedy and possibly a cure if we really find the right triggers. So, and do your due diligence. Do your due diligence. When I said about oxygen, look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
When I said about the importance of forgetfulness, those notes to yourself. This is the most common and simplistic way that most people keep track of their schedules and items that they don't want to forget. I mean, I even have a reminder section where I got little stickums on my wall here. I'm over my computer and I'm looking up and my phone might go off. Okay, today is the 10th or the 11th or the 12th. And I might say, what did I put that there for? And I look up on my wall and I can't find it. And then I go into my agenda and here it is. It might be my granddaughter's gymnastic practice I want to go to. Or it might be a meeting being held for pharmaculture. Well, pharmaculture is just another avenue of staying healthy and growing healthy food in the environment in which you live. But we have to incorporate the tools that are going to help us become better. So do look up oxygen and migraines, okay? And do look up holistic remedies for migraines. Okay. They're going to tell you some of the same things because a lot of times our diet is the greatest contributor to illness in our body. And most of them, most major doctors and hospitals know that. But if they tell you, you become empowered. And if you become empowered, you have less use for them.
That's right.
But the greatest asset is what you're doing now. You start with self and expand. And when you get a revelation, because when you find some of the information that's out here in reference to migraine, you're going to be able to incorporate those and possibly be able to find the spotters that let you know when this is about to happen, initiate those remedies, and you never get one. Then you take that testimony to other people who might say, you know, I got this problem with a migraine. Next thing you know, you're saying, you know, this is what I found out and this is what I did. And that's what expands your circle. Did I help you, sister?
Yes, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Please call us anytime.
All right. Well, do. Take care.
Do you have any other questions at all?
No, that would be it.
Okay. Keep in mind that all disease starts with food. Bad food brings bad disease. I love you. Keep us in mind. Keep listening to Tando Radio, and if possible, please make a contribution to Black Talk Radio. And thank you very much for your question.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, getting back to the source, I think that a lot of people can understand that the best way to eliminate sickness is through diet. Please examine what you eat. A lot of times you can find the trigger that caused the problem prior to the problem by just examining what you eat, write it down, and that way when you begin to find what the triggers are, you avoid eating those things and you don't have those problems. You just have to find a supplement that would serve that same purpose. So if I found that I like red beans, but red beans are my trigger, then I find what is in red beans that is not in other beans. And then when I find out what that is, then I consider trying those other beans to see if I can get the nutritional value I need out of those red beans in a black bean or a pinto bean. or a great military, or a navy. If there are options out there, we have to examine closely what we're trying to achieve. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you very much. And on behalf of Dave, remember, we're all about being prepared and never scared. And I look forward to you on tomorrow night's show. Brother Scotty, thank you very much. I appreciate your engineering in every circumstance. And stay tuned to more programming from Black Talk Radio. This is Brother Davis. Peace, love, and I'm out.
You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.